So quick summary of the main sugyas that bear on this question of the Hagdara of the beginning of the day. We're trying to figure out, when does Yom begin? So we saw several discussions. I just want to add to the discussion, the Makoros here, the Yushalmi in Brachos Aleph Aleph. So the Yushalmi at the beginning of our Limud. What does Yushalmi say? Anybody prepare this? So the Yushalmi here discusses, by the way, the Yushalmi says some strange things. The Yushalmi seems to say that if you see Shlosha Kochavim, so maybe the solar eclipse then would have a dim laila. Is that the Yushalmi Shita? Maybe. It's possible. Oh, that's not good. Bit of an explosion here, but it happened. No, I actually don't think it's an explosion. It's something else. Okay. Then the Yushalmi continues, the Gemara says, the Yushalmi here thinks maybe there should be symmetry between the Hagdara of Boker and the Hagdara of Erev. What's the symmetry? So the Pnei Moshe here explains that just like Erev begins when the sun disappears beneath the horizon, the disappearance of a solar disk, so too, you should think that the morning begins when the sun appears. Ma biyaso, just like sunset is mishe yiskasem in abrios. Af yitziyaso, so too, the beginning of the day is lichishe yisvade librios. I take it that means like when the sun makes itself known, when it appears. That's certainly how the Pnei Moshe explains it. The Gemara says, nope. Amar Rebbe ba ksiv haboker or hatorah kara leor boker. So a special Gzeiras HaKosev here that it is day in virtue of it being light. And that's why morning could begin at alos hashachar, when there's lightness, even though the sun is not yet visible. Good? So the fascinating thing about this Yushalmi is based off its setup that we could break the symmetry between the beginning of the day and the end of the day. That the day could end at Shkia, but still commence at Alos HaShachar. Does everybody see that? So the beginning of the day and the end, the thing that determines the beginning of the Yom doesn't have to be the same type of thing that determines the end of the Yom. And the way the Pnei Moshe sets it up very nicely is as follows. Here. Anybody want to read this? Calling all Pnei Moshe Yerushalmi people. Ned? So while the sun is still, you know, behind the rakia, it's not yet considered a day. So mipnei ma nachnu machashvin hayom me'alos hashachar. So why is alos hashachar yom? Amar Rabbi Ba. Yeah. So light is koveya yom, but the disappearance of the solar disk is koveya laila. So you have no symmetry between day and night. It's a very interesting thing when you calculate Shlosh Zmanios. Like everybody assumes there should be some sort of symmetry between what commences the day and what concludes the day. So if you start at Alos, you should end at Seitz. If you start at Hanitz, you should end at Shkia. It's not obvious that you should have that type of symmetry, though. You might say, maybe you should start at Alos and end at Shkia. We'll see why people think you need symmetry. Anybody know why you probably need symmetry? Or what would motivate you to have symmetry for the Hagdara, for the calculation of Shlosh Zmanios?
Wouldn't it be even more even amount of time? This reason of, oh, then why should it be? Why should it
Wait, say it again, Rami.
Just a short drain.
Yeah, then each shah, whatever,
is a short.
Is equivalent.
You just get divide it by 12. You'll still have equal portions.
No, in the day and the night.
The day and the night are never going to be even except for the equinox. The shows manios of the yom and the shows manios of Lila are always different, except for at the equinox when it's. Right?
Then does it make it closer? Am I that totally not
exempt
of them?
I don't know. What are you saying?
Doesn't. Okay, whatever. Go.
You know what you're saying? Does it make sense to you?
Apparently not, but whatever.
But what were you saying?
Go.
Let's go. We know that you're like a Jewish studies major or something, or political science major, so not a math major.
Oh, okay.
So. What were you saying? What was your suggestion?
I just thought that if you mean that gets you closer, the more closely divided. Okay, whatever. I'm not thinking of what you're saying.
Well, you have a certain amount. You have a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
That you're then going to divide by 12. Right, whether that time will just be bigger or smaller depending on where you're starting from.
You're never gonna get any cold.
But you could always divide it. If you're dividing in 12, you get an equal portions. Right. So we don't want to violate the rules of division. Eitan?
If you started at Elos and end at Shkia,
beautiful. The concern is about Chatzos. You want Chatzos. What is Chatzos? Is Chatzos just the midpoint between... It's just 12 o'clock? It's just the midpoint between the beginning and end of your show Zmanios? Or is Chatzos when the sun is at its... Do we say it's zenith? It's zenith? It's apex? It's at its highest point of the day where your shadow is the shortest. Right? So if you have an asymmetric beginning and end, then your chatzos, your 12 o'clock, will not be the middle of the day. It won't map onto the movement of the sun at its highest point of its path. Make sense? Very good, Eitan. Okay. So, but the important point here is the Yushalmi and the Pnei Moshe point out that there is this asymmetry because of Xeris HaKasa HaBoker Or. That's it? Does that have your wrap?
No.
What?
It's
a little sketchy. What's with the banging again?
They're building a whole new building all around this house.
And they didn't finish that?
I guess no.
Arrival.
You're saying this looks different?
No, we still have it. It's not changed at all, and they started to liquid.
Right. They work very slow. Okay, look at this other limud in the Yushalmi. Tani Rabbi Yishmael, baboker. This is with the picking the man. K'delitein chum lebokor shel boker. What's going on here? So the way the Pnei Moshe understands this, the Yushalmi is giving us another limud. And it says Boker HaBoker to tell you that actually Boker doesn't begin at the first candidate for Boker. First candidate for Boker would be Netzach Hama. But then there should be an earlier Boker. Tein Litein Chum LeBokro Shel Boker. When is Bokro Shel Boker? So the Pnei Moshe explains. V'zeh Boker Da'alos HaShachar LeBoker Shel Zrichas HaShemesh. Okay, very interesting point. So you could have like a early boker, which is from Alos HaShachar. Okay, so that's a different limudim that Yushalmi has to give us the beginning of the day at Alos HaShachar. Another makor I want to call to your attention very briefly. Eitan, you have a hand?
Yeah, I don't understand how like the boker deal works. If you're going to say it's like the boker of the boker, then it's really saying that they actually does start at
No, you're saying
it's just like there, it would be considered earlier, but it's not actually day.
You think of it as like a microscope. You have the concept of day, then you zoom in on the concept of day to morning. So you zoom in, morning. You're looking at morning. Now, when you look at morning, you want to know when's the morning of the morning. So you zoom in on morning, and the beginning of morning is from Alos HaShachar. So the idea is that, maybe a nice way of putting this is analogous to the Rashi in the beginning of Brachos, that just like Shkia takes a long time, and maybe Shkia is a process, Uva HaShemesh is just like Sof Bias Shemesh. Maybe the idea of morning, Netzachama, sunrise, is a process, and the beginning of sunrise is really Alos HaShachar. That'd be like a way of, like, Tain Boker LeBoker Shulzeh. So, like, what's the earliest point of Netzachama? Okay?
Is this parallel
to the discussion? It's the same pasuk, but it's not the same limud.
But there is also
Yeah, to add on, take off. Right. That was the Adviyad Bechlal Sugya. Correct. Okay, I want to call just another makar to your attention very briefly. That's the Rashi on the Pasuk in Shemos, Parshas Bo. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud. V'lo so sir menu ad boker. V'no sir menu ad boker v'ish tisrofu. What din is this talking about? No sir for the Karban Pesach. Very good. No sir for the Karban Pesach. If you leave over the Karban Pesach, it has a din of Nosar. What's the din of Nosar? You have to burn it. Classic, Lavanita Classe. How do you define Boker for the purposes of Nosar? So we know from our Sugya, and from other Sugyas, that Nosar is until Los HaShachar. Rashi says, Matam Lomarad Boker Pamshne. Why say twice in the Pasuk Boker? Los Sumenad Boker. So Rashi here explains, kind of a funny Rashi, right? He says, if you just had one boker, you would think Netzachama. Now that you have two, it's like an earlier boker of Alos HaShachar. The Sifta Chacham here rightfully points out the tema. I think he's just saying usually we assume boker means amar hashachar. So the idea that Rashi here assumes that if you just had one boker it would be netzachama, that's pretty strange. But you can see both this Rashi and the Yushalmi, they're trying to struggle with the Hagdara. When's the beginning of Yom? Is it alos hashachar? Is it netzachama? For me? That's what Ned is just saying. For the end of it has a drasha that it's also related to how you end morning, right? Correct. Okay. So last year we spoke about the Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf Med Aleph. Somebody just remind me, what do we have in Megillah Chaf Med Aleph? The Mishnah there in the Gemara. Somebody tell me outside. Benji, what do we get from the Gemara Megillah Chaf Med Aleph? You don't know. Rafi, Megillah Chafam and Aleph. Rafi? You don't know. Jeremy?
Like the list of things that you need to wait until Netzachama for?
Need to wait until Netzachama?
The Zman for those mitzvahs are after Netzachama.
The Zman for those mitzvahs are after Netzachama? Come on, give me a more precise answer. Try again, Jeremy.
The things you need to wait for the day.
What?
The things you need to wait for the day in order to do.
What about them?
Right.
Is that what the Mishnah says?
You just look at the Mishnah at this point.
Yeah, come on. Zev, yeah, Zev.
Yeah, you should wait to have an answer, but you could push your feet before.
Right, lechatchila, you should wait until Netzachama, but... Kulan sha'asu me'amar ha'shachar kasher, right? So the fascinating thing about the Mishnah here is that all these dinim that depend on Yom, Kriyas HaMegillah, Mila, Tevila, Hazav, the Paraduma, the Tevila of the Shemeras Yom, preferably, l'chatchila you should wait until Netzachama, but non-preferably they could all be done from Alos HaShachar. That's a very strange distinction, right? What is this, why is it preferably Netz, and why is it B'dieved Alos HaShachar? So what's the deal? So we already read the Gemara, we're not going to repeat it, but I just want to draw your attention to three formulations in the Rishonim. So you skip here to Rashi, Megillah Chaf Med Aleph. What does Rashi there say on the Mishnah? Everybody agree that it's strange that we have this l'chatchila b'diavad distinction? So we want to understand that. So what's the basis for that, Mikey?
About l'chatchila b'diavad.
That's what I said, yes.
I know that the Gemara wanted to learn from Yom that it was Nates, but for the...
What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? What's the explanation?
I don't know outside. I can see it here. I mean, that's when it starts to become light outside by Alos.
Yes, Alos is when it's light outside.
Yeah,
that's Yoni, that's here. So Adon Nates Acham, what's special about Nates Achama? What does that mean, Yatsa Misafik Laila?
We no longer have a Safik if it's the night for sure day.
Yeah, so does Rashi mean that there's like a halachic Safik here, like Bein Hashmashos, or does Rashi mean that we have absolute confidence that it's Yom? It's hard to know. Richard, what are you?
Because he says, Abaza Fisha in the Kolbekim boats.
Oh, you're reading the next Rashi. Read the next Rashi. So, Chulon Shos Me'alos HaShachar. Okay, so that's a very important statement. Rashi here says unequivocally that from Alos HaShachar, it is day. So Rashi here seems that we know from the Pasuk in Nehemiah, it is maybe the Yushalmi, right, a book or that it is Yom, well, or the Tamid. We know that Alos HaShachar is Yom. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. Why then should you wait until Netz Achama? Okay, you have to wait until Netz Achama because Ein Hakol B'Kiyimbo. What does that mean, Ein Hakol B'Kiyimbo?
Not everyone knows how to be Mechashev.
Not everybody knows. So what's Rashi's concern here?
It's like the Xera's option you said yesterday.
I think so. It's like it's Xera. Does Rashi say laharchik?
Not Rashi bin Havera, because we're not. If everybody was Baki, you wouldn't need to have Netz Achama for him. You could do it from Alos. But because there's an issue of people don't know exactly how to know when day starts, when Netz Achama is, then.
So what, you're worried that they'll end up doing it before Alos?
Before Alos. So
you're worried about it. We're worried that they'll do it before Alos Shachar?
What else would Shaina call the Kin?
Maybe it just means what the words mean.
Yeah, because we're not experts.
You're saying this is some sort of Xera.
I don't know if it's Daska or Xera.
How do you make sense of this with Adonai Tzachama? Adonai Tzachama, he says, Yotza Misafik Laila.
That's an epistemic stuff. We don't know. But it's like the weakest sort of epistemic stuff, where really we do know.
You're saying because now, Netzachama, we're sure that it's day.
Right. The Amaratzim, they don't know exactly when.
So for the non Amaratz, it's just a look. Or is Rashi saying that because Ein Hakol B'Kiyim Bo, it's true that objectively it's Yom from Alos HaShachar, but since Ein Hakol B'Kiyim Bo, there's a chisaron in the Shem Yom. Ned is wincing because there's just it's not objectively clear that it's day.
Why would say the Fishak like that Lashon doesn't make sense? The Fishak
Kofi. What doesn't fit?
Not for Rashi.
What?
Not for Rashi.
Not for Rashi? Wait, why?
The Fishak,
why?
It's not a din being a Bucky.
Yeah, it's not a
Bucky.
What?
It's nothing to do with how whether you're a Bucky.
It's not. Ain't not Kol B'Kiyimbo.
No.
Ain't not Kol B'Kiyimbo.
Nobody's a Bucky, and if they were a Bucky, then yes.
What do you mean? If people were B'Kiyim.
Because not
in
Bikin, it's a din in a
chisaron
day,
is
what you're trying to say.
Why is it a chisaron day? Because for a lot of people, it's Safek Laila still.
No, that a lot of people.
Wait. You don't have these words.
Yamamahu. It's, I mean.
It is day, there's no question. It's Yamamahu.
But you're saying it's not. Because
objectively, it's Yamama, but not everybody knows that it's Yamama.
And so
what about the people that do know?
What?
No, because the problem is that.
Avada, it's Yom, there's no Shaila, but there's a chisaron in the Shem Yom, and people don't know it.
What's that
mean? Yeah. Well, it's not absolutely recognized as
the determinants are fuzzy and therefore cool.
Yes. Oh, and that came around. Look at that.
I didn't come around. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, okay, at least he knows what I'm saying.
Not wrong.
You have a mind meld with Rashi? You know that he's.
No, but so far we voted.
Yeah,
he's the chief rabbi.
So let's read it one more time. So Adonai Tzachama, because you're Yotze Misafek Laila. What does Rashi mean when he says Yotze Misafek Laila? Ayat Yimama Hu, right? What do you mean? I'm just saying, it may be that you're all reading Rashi as saying we don't want you to accidentally do it before Alos. That's how you read Rashi. Right?
He's enough to say that it's not night, but not enough to say that it's day.
What?
He's saying there's enough evidence to say that it's not night, but there isn't enough evidence to say that it's day.
No, it is. It is. It's definitely day. But it's not, right, it's not Nikar that it's day.
Because people don't know, that means that there's Tisaron in the day.
Yeah.
So why it's not day enough?
Yes, yes, exactly.
So there is not enough, it is Nikar that it's not night, but it is not Nikar. It's not enough, it's not Nikar that it's day.
Maybe it isn't Nikar
that it's day. Yeah, it's Nikar. How do you know it's Nikar, it's not night?
What is it? Well, that's actually a specific level.
At Neitzachama. Neitzach, the reason why you're Yotzei Misafek Laila is because the social confusion about it. So like the social yediyah is a partial determinant here. Or at least it's a ma'akev on the kiyama mitzvos. That's the point. Okay, everybody see the suggestion? I'm not saying it's right, the right reading of Rashi. I'm just making a suggestion. I think the Lashon could be nimshach u'kan l'kan. I mean, you could either say it's like a gzeira that we don't want you to mess up one day, and so you should wait until it's nikar that it's yom. Or the point is that it's a yom lakoy. It's not perfectly day, so long as the oilam doesn't know that it's day.
Do you see this in the Ran too? Or?
Oh, so let's look at the Ran. So the Ran writes here, Adonai Tzachama, Mishum diyom barur hu bonei tzachama. I think it's a very beautiful formulation. Right? It's unambiguously day. It's unequivocally day from Neitzachama. V'amidina michisalek tzafra yimamahu. It is yom from Alos HaShachar. Right? It's yom. But it's not barur that it's yom until Neitzachama. So the idea is that for mitzvos, you don't just want to do them when it's day. You want to do them when it's borrower that it's day.
Why is that important? Why is the greater relevant?
Why is that significant?
Yeah.
Why is that significant? So I want to say that it's less day. It's like a weekday. It's W-E-A-K day. So long as it's not Nikar that it's day. Like it's a bit of a chisaron in the status of yom. Could you guys get behind that? Yom Baruch Hu. Richard?
So how do you, these two photos do kind of make it seem like Yom comes into effect by its own force, as opposed to us being Matri Yom. Because it is day.
He means the Inyan Mitzvos.
Yeah, but I'm saying, how do you tie that in with the weird Machir when it's not an hour?
It is day, just because there's a shutvus between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael being Magdir Yom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the astronomical stuff, and then you need it, but you also need like the, it should be Ledinat Torah Malachi Asharis, right? You want there to be the clear, recognized border.
Well, I'm saying we could have just said day is from Mitzacham, but we're kind of admitting here, look, there's nothing you can do, day is from Malachi. It just is, all this happens in its day. We can make a little tefillah day, like we can say it's better for it to be Yom Baruch, but we can't change the fact that all of
we can't, correct. We can't change the fact that it's day, but
so
we.
But that means that.
We could change it, we can make it, we can't make it not day.
But by hypothesis.
But we make it weekday.
We could have said that it's not actually day. Like, why shouldn't we have done that?
Why? What do you mean?
If we're the ones who are not here this month.
We're not, we just bear on it a little bit. Which means that the objective stuff is greater weight than the Nikar by Klal Yisrael. But the fact that it's not Nikar by Klal Yisrael makes it weaker.
So you're saying there are elements of this one that we really have no power over.
Correct.
Like at the end of the day, they do have, they are just not, and then we just like shift them.
But they're either good or bad. Yeah, like it's in some sort of parameter. So we bear on whether it's like, you know, it's Yom, but like we could turn it into like Safek Yom, or Yom Chalosh, or Yom Shein Avar.
By Lila, it seems more like we are actually Magbir when Lila is. Like, I think there's more of a...
Maybe. But you'll see where we're getting this in the reading of the Ran and the Rashi. Yes? Okay. Let's take a look at the Piskei Arid on Megillah. I volunteer to read it. Eitan, Chavod Rav. Yes, it's scared the pasuk. Nechami aval chachamim. Okay, so I think the rid is that day that was initially suggested by Richard, that chachamim require netzachama shelo yite adam. He just says it straight. Right? It's literally a chash that you're going to mess up and you'll think it's alos, it's not really alos. So they say, don't start yom, you should have some sort of safety boundary. So wait till netzachama. But all it is a chash. Notice it's like a dindra banan to deviate from the hadar of yom idaraisa. That's how the rid has it. To me, that sounds... I think Rashi and the Ran knew how to say that. They could have said it's a gzir that you'll mess up. Instead, they have this other thing about, you know, it's not fully yo, it's yo, it's not yom barur, it's, there's still... Some people are mesupak, whether it's laila. Not halachically mesupak, but just, you know, conceptually mesupak. And so it's not fully day yet. Yeah, Ezra.
I'm just confused by, like the concern here, like isn't Alos HaShachar like a marker... Like
clear cut marker,
and not also the time difference between Alos and Nates is very long. Like it seems kind of weird to have.
But the chash here is that. So same, yeah. Finish your question.
I'm saying like the concern is that you might start doing things before Alos, and instead now we say you should wait. Like there's a long time between Alos and it.
It's like an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's like a long time. It seems.
Yeah, like. I think that's a great point. If anything, for this rid-like shita to make sense, you'd expect something like Mishayakir.
Right,
that's okay. Like Mishayakir, we know we're safely past Halos, we see it getting light. So I agree with that the, and I think that's a reason to not read Rashi and the Ran this way. Do you agree, Ezra?
Right, yeah.
I mean, it's a strange type of chashash.
Yeah.
Right? Shouldn't be to wait an hour and a half, Shema Yitte. Right? And also, what do you do about all the things that are fine after Alos? Like, why aren't we chosheish for tefillin and for tzitzis and for kriyashma?
Right.
Right? Like,
well, I mean, they would.
Maybe the Rid would say you should wait. That's a chiddush, right? So I think there's reasons to not impose the Rid Shema Yitte Adam on Rashi. L'fishena kol bekimbo would just mean that... you know, not everybody's an expert to consider a day from Alos HaShachar. I guess go around, do a survey, ask you when does day begin? What do your friends think? Leave, what do your friends think?
When does day begin?
What do your friends in NYU think? Do you have friends in NYU? I feel like you do. Yeah, when do they think day starts?
Probably when the sun comes up.
Yeah, so, there you go. And I call Bikinbo.
But that's yeah, it's more stuff.
Well,
if you still have there's still another claim with me.
What's the next claim?
For your Rosh game thing.
For me?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, but when do people think day, when does day begin?
What do you think in our book of Kimbo means? Like, it sounds like he thinks people don't know how to identify when Alos is.
What in Rosh gives you that impression?
Because it's weird to me that. Like that inevitable would mean that everybody has the wrong opinion. You could just put a
passion on
that, I don't know. It doesn't start a day.
What about Mishayakir, to Ezra's point? Everyone's bucking
Mishayakir. Yeah, but the day starts at Alos. Like I'm saying, if there's an error of people just don't know. You could just tell people. Just let people know. Cold quarter. I don't know.
Also,
As opposed to,
we do have that concept with Kamara and Yuma with the they would have a sign when they change comes.
Yeah, that Mavrashas. We'll get that in a second. Okay. Let's just say something very quickly about the Tamid stuff, Chazer, briefly. We spoke about the Mishnah in Tamid, the Mishnah in Yuma, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What do we learn from the Sugyas in Yuma?
Tamid
was brought from Alos HaShachar. Or was it? Well, a little later. Not from Alos HaShachar, but when? Oh, here, Pnei Kol HaMizra. Maybe that's just Alos with a little extra Chumra. It's an important Shiloh. But, well,
that makes more sense as opposed to the Gilead.
Right, certainly not. It's not Netzachama. You know, the Rambam, different formulations, fine, but, you know, in some formulations, the Rambam said that Mikra Din is from Alos HaShachar. Other formulations, he says they wait until Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. That's presumably just some sort of security boundary, right? Now, by the way, to Ezra's point, once you know that you have the security boundary of the buffer zone of Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, why not use that in the Mishnah and Megillah? Why is Megillah used according to Tosas Rid and according to your guys' reading of Rashi? Why is Nate's an hour and a half later, an hour and 15 minutes later? Why is that this buffer zone? Let Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach be the buffer zone. If that's the buffer zone in the Mikdash. Maybe. The Gemara doesn't say that. But
you said Nate is a much easier simon.
It's a much easier simon if you want something precise. But if all you want is security that you're not prior to Alos HaShachar,
then you can see,
all you need to do is look in the eastern portion of the sky and it's lit up. Mishyakir.
You know, I mean, at what point is it lit? Like most people probably can't determine at what point eastern sky is lit up, right? Like, what determines that? But everybody can tell that the orb is visible.
Okay, but Mishyakir is a greater point, because that's an Afro Gemara concept that literally is the whole point. When you can see.
When is Mishyakir? Like, I'm saying.
When you can see your friend on almost.
There are gradations in Mishyakir. Like, obviously, you can sort. Oh, yeah, I think that's him, and then, oh, that's definitely him. Whereas Nate is literally, I see the ball.
I think you probably want to say something like, you know, on a full moon, maybe it's like Mishayakir all night, and then like when you wake up and you look outside, you think it's already dawn, but really it's just the moon.
Right, whereas
that's probably the things that you're thinking about.
Or you just want to go by astronomical, you know, events, and Mishayakir is not, there's no astronomical event between Alos and Nates.
My point is, Nates is totally unambiguous. Nobody could possibly get Nates wrong.
On a cloudy day.
Right,
on a cloudy day, it's not helpful.
Well, yeah, but I think we're already taking cloudy day. I mean, there's nothing anybody can do about cloudy days. Like, if you're looking for Simon, it's over. No Simon works.
You think Mishayakir is not, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach is not?
I don't think either of those are as unambiguous as Nates is.
Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach?
No, I mean, because at what point.
What's the term? It's like a spaceship
it
causing?
It gradually gets brighter, and you don't know at what point could be caught, you know. That's the point where it's bright.
Mishayakir.
The whole point of Alos is first light, so it's not pretty easy to identify.
No, yeah. Well, that's the problem. It's not really that.
Why?
Because
you just
made
it. That's what you were talking about the other day on Monday. Yeah, like, if you start to get light, already want it to stop getting dark.
Like the turning point in the night.
Way early.
The darkest point in the night, and any time after that is getting light.
First light.
No, but I think that's not true. I think the
astronomical first light.
Right, I think astronomical twilight begins when the sun is 18 degrees beneath the horizon. I think the thought is that that's the first moment when it changes from being dark to starting to get more light.
But is that not that
sounds big? Like,
that's a
made-up
degree. It's not clear. We don't know when Alos is. The post-game are not clear. Remember, it depends degrees or minutes or...
What are you...
Well, that's the difference.
Most people just do 72 minutes based off the Gemara and Pesachim, which we saw. It takes 4 mil for the sun to travel through the Ovea Rakia.
In
72 minutes. So we'll just say Nate, and then rewind 72 minutes based on that Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim is talking about on an equinox day, according to Rashi.
In Babel.
What?
In
Babel, right. So it's obviously not 72 minutes. Right? It can't be standardized at 72 minutes. So the way people normally do it is obviously wrong. So then the question is, what's the best way to go? So what's 70? Do you want to check? What's 72 minutes on an equinox day? How many degrees is the sun? Should we check it? Let's do it. Suncalc.org. Should we do for Jerusalem?
No, you're a Kodesh.
We'll do Jerusalem. What do we say? March 21st is the equinox? 22nd? Why do you say no, Romy?
I said, I don't know.
Oh.
I also heard. I think this year is like the 19th.
Really? Yeah? So. Alright, that's close enough. Let's
March
see.
19th.
Not March 19th, so I'll try to be as precise. That's a week away, guys. We should have
actually, it's closer to March 20th.
We should have a party. 11.
We should have a party on that day.
Yeah,
we should
have a share lunch.
Wait, we're not having a share lunch on the eclipse?
I'll do
are
that
we
too.
Taking an eclipse flight?
I might drive.
So let's see. Sunrise. You know, dawn. Astronom. Dawn is.
Are we
is,
driving up to Buffalo for the eclipse?
We should.
I feel like Syracuse is a little closer now.
So one second. Let's do this carefully. When is sunrise on that day? 5:43 in Yerushalayim. Yes. 5:43. They have dawn here 5:19, but they're doing dawn at 6 degrees. That's just because they're doing civil dawn.
What is dawn again?
What is dawn? Dawn they just define as the beginning of civil twilight, which is when the sun is 6 degrees beneath the horizon.
As opposed to
halachic.
Which
as opposed to astronomical or nautical?
Is 18 and
nautical is 6 to 12, and 18 to 12 is astronomical. So let's see.
How
much light there is. So let's see you backtrack 72 minutes from sunrise. So let's see, sunrise is what, 72 minutes before 5:43?
Sure.
7:31.
Well, it's an equinox day, so the whole point is Shel Shavuos are the same as Shel Zmanios. Well,
4:31?
Yeah.
Sorry, 4:31. Okay, 4:31. The sun is 16.3 degrees beneath the horizon. So that would mean that minus... So 16.3. If you... Well...
4:31 is above the horizon.
No, sunrise is 5:43.
Oh, you're saying 4:43. Oh, in the morning. Sorry.
In the morning, yeah. So I have minus 16 degrees. That's actually not far off. Minus 16.3. It's not far off from 18 degrees. Right? So that means Alos is 16 degrees here. If you look on this, source sheet, I think I actually... 16.3 degrees. 1 second. Ah! Yeah, if you look on my sheet on page 16, they, myzmanim.com uses 72 minutes as 16.1 degrees. So they're a little machmir. They're cutting off 0.2 degrees. That makes sense.
What does it mean to do minutes as degrees?
What?
What does it mean to do minutes as degrees?
It means that you'll take 72 minutes, just like we did.
That's how you calculate Shel's miles?
No, it means you're going to take 72 minutes, but like, do you guys see that Rashi on the Gemara Masechet, which says the Gemara Shiurim, are talking about an equinox day?
Yeah.
Rashi says that on the Gemara Masechet. The Gra also says it. Rashi says it. So you say kedei hiluch mil, kedei hiluch for mil, on an equinox day. So you go to an equinox day. You say what is, assume a mil is 18 minutes. Multiply that by 4, you get 72. You say where's the sun 72 minutes prior to sunrise on the equinox? The sun is 16.3 degrees beneath the horizon.
So that's
So that means you use 16.3 degrees then as the definition of alos.
Identify location around the clock.
For that area.
For that area.
No, but the degree of darkness, of course, is the same. The darkness is a function of how deep the sun is beneath the horizon.
That's not dependent on location.
What?
The amount that the sun is under is dependent on the location.
Right.
But if you're just looking at the amount that's under, then you're already taking that into account.
Right. Like, it'll take the sun longer to get 16.3 degrees beneath the horizon, let's say, in a higher latitude than it will at the equator. But when the sun is 16.3 degrees beneath the horizon up in a northern latitude, it's just as dark as it is.
Why is the one using degrees supposed to?
Right. You get equal darkness. You see that? The idea is that in the summer, the sun never sinks beneath the horizon in the Arctic Circle, so you don't get darkness. Okay? That explain using degrees, Gavi?
I think so, yeah.
No. If someone says they think so, that means they don't.
We use the 7 units.
You figure out where is the
16 degrees, and that's what we apply.
One of those kids.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay. So they have 16.3. That's fine. Do anybody want to see what the definition of astronomical twilight is? Why they set it at 18 degrees? Astronomical twilight begins in the morning or ends in the evening when the geometric center of the sun is 18 degrees below the horizon. In astronomical twilight, sky illumination is so faint that most casual observers would regard the sky as fully dark.
And so I guess according to that, that makes sense.
Especially under urban or suburban light pollution. Under astronomical twilight, the horizon is not discernible.
There's no light pollution back
there. So it sounds like the horizon is not discernible. So that's actually consistent with saying 16.3 degrees, because at 18 degrees at least, the idea is you can't see the horizon. But that just means you can't see it's not illuminating where the Earth hits the sky. You still may see some light in the sky. And moderately faint stars or planets can be observed with the naked eye. But to test the limits of naked eye observations, the sun needs to be more than 18 degrees below the horizon. Like, they don't say that you could see. Can you see first? When is first light?
It says below 18 degrees. There's no sunlight is visible. It's like summer at this point.
See, it's actually not. I guess it's not. It's not a simple thing to. Oh, wait, 1 second. If you go to the Wikipedia page on dawn, you see astronomical dawn. So astronomical dawn is 18 degrees. Astronomical dawn begins when the center of the sun is 18 degrees below the horizon in the morning. Astronomical twilight follows instantly until the center of the sun is 12 degrees below the horizon. At this point, what does at this point refer to?
At 12 degrees.
At 12 degrees or at 18 degrees?
18.
What?
18.
At this point, a very small portion of the sun's rays illuminate the sky, and the fainter stars begin to disappear. Astronomical dawn is often indistinguishable from night. Man.
Now, doesn't this just give credence to the suffix? No.
Yeah, we don't really know. Right,
it's
correct.
It's a good thing that I got. I mean, it makes sense. 18.
Yeah.
Or the week.
The idea is that Alot HaShachar is ill-defined. Is that the idea? Look at nautical dawn, which is 12 degrees. Nautical twilight begins when there's enough light for sailors to distinguish the horizon at sea. I wonder if that's like Mishayakir and Tchilas Olam.
He says, but the sky is still too dark to perform outdoor activities.
Right. So I guess like there's no Mishayakir, like you wouldn't be like... It's pretty interesting. So 72 minutes, though, is pretty early then, right? If you're saying 16 degrees...
It sounds like Sybil dawn is Mishayakir. Sybil dawn means when there's enough light for most objects to be distinguishable.
Right. Is that what they say?
Yeah. Yeah. I just sent a picture in the chat that shows like the three... Like a visualization of three twilights.
It's pretty interesting.
I don't think that's accurate.
All right. But I think Ezra is right. This does give credence that the moment of Alos HaShachar is itself super unclear. Right? Ezra, is that your point?
Yeah.
Okay.
But also, we made a distinction. I mean, like, the whole problem with Alos is that it's not discernible, and that's what Mishayakir fits. I mean, it's still astronomically something took place, but you can't visually see it. It's kind of like the distinction we made by the Urayim, like the Facebook hobby.
Yeah, something's happening, but it's not discernible. Right. So something's happening at 18 degrees, but maybe it's not discernible to naked eye. Okay? Nautical twilight is 12 degrees. Sounds like, though, if you do the 72 minutes... you really get something like 16.3 degrees, which is quite early, right? Okay. Mishnah Numa, again, so Romy, what do we get from the Gemara Numa and the Mishnah Numa and the Mishnah Tamid? That the Shechita Satamid was either Maker Adin according to Rambam from Alos HaShachar, but they waited until Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebechevron. I just want to draw your attention to one Ha'ara here. One year they were thrown off by the Or HaLevana, so they messed up in calculating Mishayakir. But look at Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra's version of what they waited for. They didn't just wait for first light and Ache B'Chevron. What does Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra say in Yuma Chavches? Where's our Yuma preparers? Rumi? Yeah, here Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ache B'Chevron V'yatzu Kol HaAm Ish Ish L'Melachto. It's a very interesting shir. Why is that? Why is that a relevant shir in the Gemara?
Sybil.
What?
Sybil.
The Gemara says it's not actually that shir. Yehachi nogale tuba. That should be super bright if everybody's already up on the streets. But the Gemara says no. Liskar polim karmina. The people who have to get up early to hire workers, they're like the super early risers. But this is kind of a funny shir, no? For the Beis Hamikdash to be koveya when yom is.
Indicative of how day it is.
So maybe it's indicative of how day it is, but maybe if you put this together with the Rashi and the Ran in Maseches Megillah, you could say part a Maila, something that counts in favor of it being Yom, is not just the degrees of lightness per se, but the fact that people are already up and about. Like there's that social element that also goes into being Magdir Yom. Connect that also to the Gemara in the beginning of Brachos about Zman Shechiva, about Mishani Nichnas Lechel Sudaso, and when people are Makabel Shabbos. So it's just interesting here that in the Mikdash too, one of the things they were looking for is not just the objective degrees of lightness of Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebechevron, but also Yatsu, the people who need to be Socher Polim. Does everybody see that? So like the social behavior might be a partial Hagdara of what, partial determinant of what makes a day. Richard, you get behind that?
What makes it day or what
makes it nikar as yom? Yom borer, to use the
action.
Yatza mi safek laila. Well?
It could just be like when we check the korban tamid. That's different than what it is day.
Or the din tamid.
The tamid's clearly a din and day. I think the Rambam quotes.
It's a din and day.
Bring the tamid to the
day. So kevez echot taseba boker. It's a din and boker.
I don't know.
Now you might say, what's the chashivas of boker? Oh, that's when people begin their day, right?
Is passing a boker about the shechita or just about the krovos?
Well, we know that it's possible by Laila. That's the whole Gemara, that Pam Achas, they did it before Alos, and then they had to send it to the base of Sreifa.
Well, we know here in Ekel and Mizrah, Ad-Hebron was a Chomrach, right? So why can't the Yitzchokolam Yishishmach also be a Chomrach?
Maybe it is, but it's a weird Chomrach if it has nothing to do with astronomical...
So there's clearly like a conceptual linking between the two. As in, everybody agrees, at least before the Siddur came in, that like, really it's always a Shachar, it's just the second factor comes in to make sure you don't mess it up. So, I mean... Right. The fact that he says both in one breath makes it seem like they're for the same reason.
Maybe. Maybe they're just deen and being mevur that's yom. So there's one mevur yom is degree of lightness. The other mevur that's yom is that people are already in their routine.
Right.
Right? Especially put it together with Rashi, but ina ambikiyim, but here people are already up and about.
Right.
Look, things like this matter when you talk about, when we talk about the Arctic Circle type questions.
Right.
Whether you think that the Hagdar of Yom Velayla should somehow factor in the fact that this is when people get up and start their day. Versus saying that, no, it's yom straight through for the whole summer. Like leave, if you text your friends in NYU and you say, like, you know, how long is a day for, like, when does the day end in Alaska in the summer? Like, what would they say? You know, they say it ends in the fall. Or they say it ends, day ends at...
It's when people go to sleep.
Right, something like that. Yeah, it ends when people go to sleep. You know, like the birthday end, people eat dinner at 9 o'clock. You know? Okay. Read the Rambam in Avodah Yom Kippurim again. Two arrows here very quickly. Let's see the two Rambams carefully for a second. Tmin Musafim, Halacha Aleph, and Beis. So, Kachin people. Judah!
Yeah.
Why don't you read the Rambam in Tmidin?
Sure. Is it highlighted?
Yeah.
Welcome to Shir.
Great. Okay. Mitzvahs ase the hakir shnik vasim olos b'chol yom v'heim hanikarim tmidim echad b'vokar v'echad din arvayim shenemar shnayim l'yom olosim.
So they have to be by yom. It sounds like b'chol yom. And one has to be by boker, right? Echad by boker. V'heim asai zman shchit tasan. When's the zman shchit at least with tamid shal shachar?
Shaboker shotchen oso kodem shetale achamo.
Before hanetz.
Misha orbnei
Mishayir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. So here the Rambam makes it sound like it's the Ikra Din, the Zman Shechita's Mishayir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, right? Not before that. Now look what he writes here in Avodas Yom Kippurim. This is what I'm trying to think about. So here he talks about the procedure of the Kohen Gadol at night on Yom Kippur. He would stay up all night, blah, blah, blah. Umis Askin Imo. So this is Parak Alef Alef Ches Avodas Yom Kippurim. Go ahead.
Umis Askin Imo Ad Shemagia Zman Shechita V'lo HaYushotim Ad Shemarichin
Shema Kirin. What is Makir Mishayakir?
Yeah.
Right? They could discern.
Yeah.
Okay. What's Rambam saying here?
That the time.
When is this Zman Hashchita?
That they wouldn't do it until they were able to be back here in the Amor Hashachar.
Yeah. So I wonder here if this actually correlates to what we saw earlier. Is it that it's a din in? It's a din in Alos HaShachar. But we're risk averse and we want to give ourselves a buffer zone. Right? Lest we end up doing Bal Tashchis and have to be Motzi Lebeis HaSreifa. Or is the point here that for some things you want it to be Vadayom. And for it to be Vadayom, It's not enough that you have Alos HaShachar objectively, scientifically, but you want it to be Nikar Sha'alam and HaShachar.
How would you have liked the Rambam to phrase it so that it was unambiguously the first option?
The way he did.
Oh, you think?
You think it was the first option?
Well, I think his language leans towards the first option. why? Just because he says Shema Yishkatu Balayla. That sounds very much like the first option here. If he would have taken out Shema Yishkatu Balayla, then he's below Yishof and Achim Akir and Shalom and Shachar Bevadai. Oh, it's a din that you need Vadai Yom for the Shechita. The last thing instrumentalizes it like you want a buffer zone. So I think probably the stronger reading of the Rambam is that this is a risk averse halacha. But you know, believe it or not, the Rambam doesn't have a monopoly on truth. So you know, it could be that the din. What? But I think he does.
Yeah.
I think the Rambam has a monopoly on truth.
No, like sometimes when you think the Rambam's right, he's a monopoly on truth.
No, he's right, even though he doesn't have a monopoly on truth. He just got it right. But you can see from the din itself could be parallel to basically what Ezra was saying from the beginning in the Mishnah Megillah, with both out leaping to Netzachama. Right, so there's a din. So that could be a din in it being Vadayom. Right? Look, I'm sure there's a way to, you know, lumdisha size Shema Yishchetu Balayla if you want it. But I think that's probably an inferior reading of the Rambam. So it's a din in Achim Makirin Sha'alam Ad HaShachar. Not just the din that Allah, that the Yom HaShachar happened. Right? Good. And that can be the Shir Mishayeh or Pnei Kol HaMizrach. It is interesting in Halacha Beis of Hilchos Tuminim Musafim, Paragraph Halacha Beis, the Rambam doesn't say that it's a chashash, right? Isn't that kind of funny? He just says, "Shochnu so kodem shtala mera shachar, mishayer." Sorry, kodem shtala acham and mishayer pnei kol hamizrach. There, he makes it sound like it's the shir. Okay. Then we had the Gemara in Brachos Daf Tes. What does the Gemara in Brachos Daf Tes teach us? Mishayakir for which mitzvah? Mishayakir for Kriyat Shema, and what other mitzvah? Tefillin. It has tefillin. That's the halacha kacherim with tefillin, right? At least in our Girsa. So from the Gemara and Brachos Daf Tes, we get Mishayakir. When is Mishayakir?
Doesn't really say.
Doesn't say, but it's after Alos Hachama, Alos HaShachar, prior to Netzachama, right? Do we know where it stands relative to Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach?
Probably after.
No. Probably after?
Before? Around.
It's funny, if they're both shiurim and just being vadayom, then it's kind of weird that you'd have one criteria for the Mikdash Tamid and a different one for Shema and for... Right? It would be a little strange. But certainly the Mishnayos present them as different shirim.
We already know that Shema is not.
The Shema is what?
I mean, we already have a lot of reason to think that Shema is not that.
You're right. We don't really know all that much about. But yes, correct. The Gemara just gives us Misha Yakir here. Okay. The other thing that we get from this Gemara is the Vasikin point. What was the Vasikin point? Vasikin gomer no time and zacham kedesh yismakul atfil v'nimtz mispal bayom. What did that imply? And which implies that alos is not day, right? That's kind of a problem. That the tefila zman here sounds like you need netzachama for tefila, not just as Yeruchim Shemesh, but in Nimsa Mispala Vayom, which sounds like before that it's not really Yom. That's a problem. Okay, and the last Gemara we had is, where did I put this Gemara? Brachos, the Daf Ches Gemara. Oh, I see. Let's look at this Gemara in Yuma Lamed Zayin for a moment, another Gemara that we'll have to grapple with. Who prepared Yuma Lamed Zayin? Gabi, you prepared it, no?
The Gemara or the
Tosos? Oh, yeah, you gotta know the Gemara before you can get to Tosos.
Glance at the Gemara.
Glance at the Gemara. Anybody do more than glancing at the Gemara?
It wasn't on the source sheet until like 5 minutes before.
No?
Ezra?
No. Why don't you try it, Ezra?
Helani,
Helani Amalka. You don't know about Helani Amalka?
Sorry.
She's famous. So Helani made this type of, what's this golden thingamajig?
Sparks would come when the Kama was, everyone would know.
So I think this thing, yeah, like a reflected sun. It was like some sort of orb thing. So the sun would shine on it. Everybody knows it's Man Kriyat Shema. Big problem. What does this imply? Okay, that's fine. But what does the Nevesh Shel Zav thing imply?
The
sun's already shining.
Wait, that's not the case, but
the sun's not shining at Alos.
That's where the light's coming from.
But it's not shining down on anything.
Yeah, but it's shining upwards.
Like there are no rays of the light.
We say the shine is on a mountain and shining upwards onto that thing.
You can't have a shadow before Nate.
It's not about shadow,
I'm saying like
you don't have to say it's like a problem.
It can glint, even in the dark, even in the night, things can, like,
that's interesting. Both for the day, B'shah Shehachama Zorachas. B'shah Shehachama Zorachas sounds like the sun is shining. I don't think you could talk about Zricha Shehachama. Well, what do you got, Ronnie?
That's the same question.
I don't think you probably can't have the sun shining before Amid HaShachar. Before Neitz HaChama.
I don't know, but after Neitz HaChama, everyone already know that it's Neitz HaChama. See, the sun's up.
There's
no reason to have the same thinking.
Oh, that's a good point. Anyone can see the sun. That's a good point. And Abaye says this was for the Shor Amad Yerushalayim. So the problem here is this Gemara implies that the Zman Kriyashma for Shor Amad Yerushalayim
is after
Neitz HaChama. It's not my idea. Whose idea is this?
Tosos
is all over this, right? Okay, so we're gonna look at this Tosos for a second. Anybody else prepare this Tosos of Yuma Lama Zion? Ezra, go for it. This is an unbelievable Tosos. You can see Tosos is all over Zmanim here. Especially Benatam. Benatam is waving his wand. He's waving his wand in Brachos Daf Beis. He's waving his wand in Yuma Lamed Zayin. Okay, so tell us about Benatam, Ezra. Tema. Okay, so Vestira within Abaye. Abaye here says, Zman Kriyashma for Sharam Adi Yushalayim Ozlachas Rechatzacham on the Nivreshes. But in Brochos Daf Tes, Abaye says, Kriyash Maz Vasikin. Right?
V'hainu kodem anetz. That's before Nitz.
Oh.
He understands you anetz come to before Nitz.
Right. That's Pashup Shah, because the Gemara says, then you're Mispala Limachama. Right. Pashup Shah and Vasikin, he's doing Kriyash Maz right before sunrise, and Tfilah is at sun. If I quote a few Gemaras to prove this, fine. Alma. Okay, so that's so the Gemara over here. Abaye's view that Kriyat Shema is after Netzach Amma. With us, Ned? So now Rabbeinu Tam, or sorry, Tosos has this Tosos type problem, which is like we saw in Daf Beis and Brachos. Why, if you're supposed to be Kol Reikav Asikin, why are we all so lazy and reading Kriyat Shema, you know? Yeah, until Gimel Shavuos. We should all be davening Kriyat Shema right before sunrise. Yeah, it's a very fascinating. Just, you know, the Gemara is a mess. The Gemara doesn't tell you who he passed like. The Gemara is a Bishuah, as a Baye. Yeah, he says, we should pass in Hufsa Kabasrai, we should pass in like a Baye the Vasikin against Rabbi Yeshua. So those here understands Machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua and Abaye. And that we should pass in like a Baye because Hufsa Kabasrai. So it's like a Kali Apsak question when you look at the Gemara. Who's authoritative? So the Ri's move is to say there's no machlokas. Rabbi Yeshua agrees with the Baye. Baye agrees with Rabbi Yeshua. They're just arguing that like Iker Mitzvasa about a Mahadrin type thing about a special kiyum. But there's no machlokas. Right, correct. It's just a hider. It's just a hider. But Abaye himself agrees that the Zman Kriyat Shema is from Misha Yakir until three shows into the day. One second. Here's the guys. Oh.
And the reason why he explains reading for Misha Yakir is because that's
Umin Adin. When's the ideal time to say Kriyat Shema?
Misha Yakir.
Zman Kima. Zman Kima. When's the ideal time to say Kriyat Shema? Zman Kima. When is Zman Kima? Misha Yakir. That's Achir. Achirim say Misha Yakir is Chaver B'dal Ramos. So notice here, Tosos implicitly is giving us a theory for what's the Chashivas of Misha Yakir. And when is the right time to say, what's the ideal time to say Kriyat Shema? So if I say, Josh, when's the ideal time to say Kriyat Shema? When's the ideal time to say Kriyat Shema?
When you're feeling Yichud Hashem.
I think the ideal time to feel Yichud Hashem is like Kriyat Shema. When should ideally feel Yichud Hashem? If you just lived in a Kriyat Shema world with no other counter consideration, Bikumecha, right?
That's ambiguous.
Bikumecha? Yeah. So Rabbeinu Tam, so Tosas tells us when
that's the time of
Misha Yakir, right? So Zman Kima equals Misha Yakir. This is the first Rishon to give us a theory for the significance of Misha Yakir. It's nothing to do with, oh, it's Alos, that's Nikar. That is the Heir Pnei Kolam Israel. That's Yuma Maseches Tamid. But that has nothing to do with Misha Yakir. Misha Yakir is a separate shir. It's not about being Vadai after Alos HaShachar. It's a din in Zman Kima. What?
Is it Misha Yakir from when you recognize?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could have two words here.
Yeah.
Love it.
Temporary.
Misha Yakir. Correct. It's Zman Kima. Now, what about Vasikin? Vasikin is actually a problem, according to this view, and it's a concession to a different value. Smichas Gula Tvila. So Smichas Gula Tvila actually conflicts with Zman Kima. Well,
it's a good principle.
Yeah, these two principles are in tension with each other. And we actually end up we prioritize Smichas Gula Tvila over the ideal Zman Kima. Okay? There's just no way of doing everything perfectly. In an ideal world where there was only a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, in a Ramban world, maybe, where there's no mitzvah of tefillah, then Zman Kima is the ideal time. But in a world with tefillah, and you have this thing, the Smichas Gula Tefillah, then we push off, we sacrifice Zman Kima for smichas gula pila. One second. So min adin ha'ilakim akachem shazuz man kima v'chein letfilin. Go ahead. V'chein letfilin. So there's a girsa problem in the Gemara. Is the letfil or letfilin kacherim? But he says letfilin. So this is a chiddush that zman tefillin depends on bzman kima also. It's interesting if that depends on kriyashma, if that's the idea.
I think he's just trying to stim it, so he has to make it.
Okay, could be. Okay. All right, it's an interesting question. What does zman tefillin depend on? But here we have a chiddush of Tosfos telling us, sorry, the chiddush of Tosfos telling us that some things,
so here we have a zman in question. Some things depend on zman kima, such as kriyashma and tefillin. That's Tosfos' suggestion. Other things depend on Mar Megillah, which is not Zman Kima, but Yom, let's say. The Mar Megillah gave everything that's Yom, right? Yom Hashmini. Yom Emelin is Kar Menasen. So Yom. When is Yom? So that's L'chatchila B'dievet distinction. Alos HaShachar versus Netzach Hama. Right? Okay. Then Tosos gives us Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Let's take Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Rabbeinu Tam Piresh. It's unbelievable. Rabbeinu Tam here says, no, actually, maybe the right way of being Miyashev the Sugyas is to actually favor the Sugya in Yuma Lamed Zayin over the Sugya in Brachos. And even though all the sugyas and brachos imply that vasikin is to say kriyashma before sunrise, really the sugya in Yuma is correct that the right time for kriyashma is after Netzach Hama. All this vasikin nonsense is shalokedin.
It means like shalokedin, but
kriyashma,
but still like the good thing.
It means
still the thing you should do.
Well, shalokedin, it's
korametzachama. But
right, they're sacrificing. They're mamish sacrificing the zman of kriyashma for smichas gula tefila.
I don't know if you would say anything.
What?
So both the re-airing time think that same thing is happening. There's a concession being made for kriyashma tefila.
Right. Yeah. Except that Rabbeinu Tam is adding that the real Zman Kriyashma is not Misha Yakir. Right, the real Zman Kriyashma is from Netzach Hama. Which brings it in line with the Mishnah Megillah. Rabbeinu Tam lines up the Kriyashma Din with the Mishnah Megillah. Okay? Good? Just go and read a little more. So this is an important line. Afal gav de tefilos kenegat tamidim tiknum. V'atamid haya kodem hanetz b'amir ha-shachar. Who's he disagreeing with? The Rush. The Rush that we saw in the Shir on Sunday, the Rush was adamant that Zman Tefillah of course follows the Zman of the Tamid. And the Zman HaTamid is from Alos HaShachar, and the Zman Tefillah is from Alos HaShachar. What is Vasikin? Vasikin is some Maila of Yerucham Shemesh. But it's not a din in Zman Tefillah. Tosus here is saying that the Zman Tefillah is actually Netzach Hama. So what sugya does Rabbeinu Tam here basically line everything up with?
Megillah.
Which one?
Megillah.
Megillah Dabchav. Meaning, he's saying everything aligns with Yom at Netzach Hama L'chatchila. Kriyashma is Netzach Hama. Tefillah is Netzach Hama. I, the Mishnah in Tamid, and the Gemara in Yuma about Alos HaShachar, that's a special din in the Tamid. Misha Yakir. No, Misha Yakir is not Mikra Din. Okay. So he says they're calling. He says people who read Kriyashma before Nates, they're calling Kriyashma Shelo Kedin Bishvil Chavivos Atzvila. It's actually not clear if he thinks that. Do you think the Vasikin is good ultimately or bad ultimately?
I think.
It sounds like he thinks it's bad ultimately.
No, I think Sam's like that he understands why they do it, but like you probably still shouldn't do it.
Right. I think Rabbi Natan would say, contrary to the Ri, that Vasikin is actually a bad thing.
It's a big problem for the Ri. If you don't think unless you think it's good as the
What is Rabbeinu Tam then? Rabbeinu Tam has another suggestion. What's Rabbeinu Tam's other suggestion? Then maybe you have to reinterpret Vasikin, or you should have a variation on Vasikin. So Rabbeinu Tam himself wants to say that, you know, the earliest you should say Kriyat Shema is after Neitz Achama. Okay. What's the raya that Rabbeinu Tam brings for this type of mahalach? What? The Gemara Megillah, Davar Shizmana Bayom, it's also Achar Neitz. So you can see Rabbeinu Tam explicitly wants to line everything up with that Hagdara of Yom of the Mishnah Megillah after sunrise.
What does it do with
Right. He doesn't tell us.
Right.
He might say, like, what is, like, Misha Yakir? Maybe he thinks that that's Machlokas and Abaye wants.
I mean,
Acherim
is only,
the
Gemara says Acherim is only the Tefillin. For Kriyashma, it's Kibasidim.
Right. He thinks it's Machlokas. And he thinks that at the end of the day, that it's Machlokas about the Zman Kriyashma. Whether it's from Misha Yakir or Neitz Achama, Abaye's view is that it's Vasikin. Vasikin doesn't mean Vasikin, it means Kivasikin, which means after Neitz Achama. So Tosa rereads that, meaning he thinks that, I guess the Mishnah does say, Mishnah Yakir, it's not Shalokadin.
But I'm saying the Mishnah Megillah,
the
Gemara Megillah that says, from Alma's Shabbos kosher. Why would it be kosher if you think that the day starts at Nate's and everything is from Nate's and everything?
Bidyevet, why is it? Rabbeinu Tam doesn't tell us here what he thinks of Bidyevet, does he?
Is Zman Kriyat Shema Havi Achra Nate's Achame? I think that's like, if there's Zman, but before that, maybe Bidyevet is okay.
Maybe. I don't know if he tells us that here. Let's see. They're Bidyevit or Yotze. Maybe you just say it's Bidyevit Shasad Chak type thing. Mm-hmm. But it's not Ikrizman Kriyashma. Okay? Now, take a look. This is one way. So this is Rabbeinu Tam's attempt to line everything up with Mishnah and Megillah. Take a look for a moment at the Rabia. So Rav Yah appears on page 22. So we know that Rav Yah is one of the great Chachmei Ashkenaz. What? He's not the last of Bali Tosos. What? No, he's pretty early, actually, from the Germans. He's the grandson of the Rav Van. He's the Rebbe of the Or Zeruah, who's the Rebbe of the Maram, who's the Rebbe of the Rush. I think that's... Is that so late?
The second half.
Second half? Okay. Take it. So what does he write here? Regarding the Mishnah Megillah? Ned, why don't you read it for us? V'chulon chas mishalem ara shachar kasher.
So he said that really Hanetz Chama is only relevant because only relevant mitzvah that specify Yom.
Oh.
But mitzvah that just requires stability. He
Exactly. So the Rabbi says, when you're talking about Yom, then it's Nes Lechatchila and Alos B'dieved. Right? That's what the Mishnah and Megillah is talking about. But Alhecha Deloksiv Ela Ur Isem Oso, when the Mechayiv is Ur Isem Oso, then Beria Talia Milsa. What does that mean? Yeah, I don't know. What does he talk about tefillin here? I don't know if this tefillin is Ria, but Ume Amar Hashachar Kasher Lachatchila V'Chein Amar Debar. So something that's Risa Moso is from Amar Hashachar. First of all, why does it say Amar Hashachar? As opposed to Mishayakir. What's this man for Tzitzis?
Mishayakir.
I'm saying he says Amar Hashachar. Okay. He says Ela Taima. And Chin Amad Debar just means that's the minhag. That's what people do. Ela Taima Misham. Lav Raya Gemurhi. What's his point? His point is that if you look at the Gemara in the beginning of Brachos, the Gemara says we have a Zecher L'davar. What's a Zecher L'davar? The Mishnah, the Pasuk in Nechemya. Why is it just a Zecher L'davar? Why isn't it the actual Koveh like it is in the Gemara and Megillah? So his answer is for things that depend on a Shem Yom, then the Pasuk in Nechemya is Koveh. It's not just a Zecher L'davar. But for something that doesn't depend on Yom, at most it could just be a Zecher L'davar. So Kriya Shema, I assume, he's talking about that first part, the first discussion in Maseches Brachos, is not a din in Yom. What is it a din in? B'shkiva b'kima tal yirachmana. Correct? And therefore, gabe tzitzis. Yeah. V'kasher me'amar ha'shachar l'chatchila. So there you could start from amar ha'shachar l'chatchila, because not a din in Yom. It's a din in, I guess, Re'iya. And if it's in Re'iya, definitely amar ha'shachar is fine.
Why should the strength of the limud depend on the context of which is
why? What do you mean?
Why should Pasuk Nechemya be like treated more strongly for certain things than other things?
If it depends on Yoms, then you could say V'hayilanu alayla mishmar v'yom l'mlacha. It's the same legal category. We have the Nechemya defines Yom. So for a din that depends on Yom, then you could take guidance from Nechemya. But for something that depends on Shechiva and Kima, it's not irrelevant. It's just, at most, it's a rem as a davar. Right? So the Rav Yoz point is that, look, we have three different types of things. We have Zman Kima, we have Yom, and we have Re'iya, Zman Re'iya. Visibility. Tzitzis is din in Zman Re'iya. So for each category of halacha, you have to ask yourself, does this depend on day? Does it depend on visibility? Does it depend on wake-up time? And so, of course, even though colloquially we speak about these things as you know, depending on day, halachically, they don't all depend on the same thing. We see that? Okay. Okay, let me just draw your attention to one last Gemara. Look at, so go back to the sugya on Daf Chasam Abez, what Ned called our favorite sugya. Notice, by the way, that whereas the Tosos in Yuma said that Zman Kima starts when? Mishayakir. The Rav Yoh said that it starts at Alos HaShachar. So notice that discrepancy.
Zman Re'ia, I think he also said Alos. The Rav Yeh just spoke about Alos versus Nates.
So Zman Kiman Zman Re'ia are the same thing.
What?
Zman Kiman Zman Re'ia are the same thing.
For the Rav Yeh. Yeah, he doesn't distinguish between them. Now let's go back just for 1 second to the Gemara in Brachos Ches and Beis, which is the last sugya that has to be juggled in this discussion. So we know that according to Shimon Bar Yochai in the Gemara, it says you can be Kori Kriya Shema twice Balayla, once before Alos and once after Alos. And the Gemara says, Alma La'achar Shiyalo Amar HaShachar Lailahu. You see that it's still night after Amar HaShachar. That's a pretty strong conclusion, a strong diya. And the Gemara even says, La'olam Lailahu, it is Laila, and the only reason why it's Yom La'inyan Kriya Shema is because some people get up then. So the Gemara Limaskana in Brachos Chesam Beis seems to say within Shitas of Bishim Bar Yochai that it's Laila between Alos HaShachar and Netzach Amah. According to Bishim Bar Yochai, the other ones are Bishim Bar Yochai, Bishim Rabbi Akiva. Right?
Well, it's a Nick of the Masnah, though. Like, it's still, it's not like they're two different Shitos, they're two different presentations of one Shita, and it's also Atalos HaRuch.
Or it's just too different. I'm not sure. There's Tanya B'Shem Bar Yochai Omer.
There's one Shmisa and there are two different versions of it. One of them is B'Shem Bar Yochai. One of them is B'Shem Rabbi Akiva.
One's B'Shem Bar Yochai, B'Shem Rabbi Akiva. Right. So say the Rishonim just treat these as Rishon Bar Yochai B'Shem Rabbi Akiva and Rishon Bar Yochai. So the member that's the other member that's Rishon Bar Yochai B'Shem Rabbi Akiva says the opposite. It says you could be Kori Kriya Shema Pamayim Bayom once after Nates and once before Nates. So the Gemara says Alma Kodem Netzacham Imamu. You have two explicit days in the Gemara here, but whether it's Yom from between Amar HaShachar and Netzacham. Okay, according to this second day, that it's Yom between Alos and Nates. Lola Mimamahu, why is it called Laila? The Ika Inshu Dugana Bayishaita. Some people are still sleeping. So that Gemara we know. So with respect to Kriyashma, the Gemara seems to have 2 days, whether it's Laila or Yom between Alos and Nates. Doesn't that mean that there is some, like, with respect to Kriya Shema, it sounds like its status is not clearly defined. Right? What about the Mishnah of Misha Yakir?
You could explain Misha Yakir the same way you explain the Nebuchadnezzar thing in Tumid.
Good, you could. But does everybody see just that there's a problem? What's the problem, Romy? I'm not allowed to cold call people anymore. On the one hand, what's the problem? Someone want to help Romy out?
Mishnah seems to imply that.
Mishnah implies Misha Yakir is Zman Kriya Shema. Ashel Yom. And what does the Gemara in Daf Kass imply?
That's really
it's either Nates or Alos. Right? That's the 2 days. Mishnah Bar Yochai B'Shem Atzman and Mishnah Bar Yochai B'Shem Rabbi Akiva. So how do you deal with that? So look here at the Rabbeinu Yonah. What's Rabbeinu Yonah's commentary here? Just read it, Ned. So here's commenting on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that calls it Laila until Netzach Amah. Wow. So. Number one, he says, yes, you could be Yote Kriyashma Achar Amir HaShachar L'chol Adeus. What happened to Misha Yakir? So it sounds like he thinks that Misha Yakir is not so significant, right? Why? He just jettisons Misha Yakir. Okay. Why is it called Laila? How could the Gemara call this Laila after Amar HaShachar? The Mishnah Megillah tells us that any mitzvah that you do from Alos HaShachar onwards, you're Yotzei B'Di'eved. How can the Gemara here call it Laila? Well, 1 second. Read it carefully. Korei also Laila mipnei sheikar hayom eino ela achar neitzacham ve'ela. What does it mean? Ikar hayom eino ela achar neitzacham ve'ela. Is that ikar hayom? Well,
you don't get the days.
What do you mean? It's not much happening. Like the prime time news hasn't started, and
well, prime time world hasn't started.
Right. What does he mean? It sounds like it's not ikar yom. It's not fully day, right? It's like, you know,
it's
day ish. Yeah, day ish.
Why does that make it Lila though? Like,
they call it Laila, right? They call it Laila. It's like, you know, it's poorly defined. Right, it's poorly defined. No one could call it Laila when the sun is up. But before, it's kind of like I think Rashi said, "Ena kol bekiyim ba," that like it's well, could say what? Right, that's true. But he wants to say that like it's actually not fully yom until neitzachama, and it's, to me this sounds very fundamental, right? Ikar yom eino lachar neitzachama. You could have like this kind of weak definition of day, and you could be somech on that weak definition of day. By the way, if you go back to the Rambam's formulation in Perusha Mishnayos and Megillah, I'm saying yeah, you could be somech on the fact that the pasuk in Nehemiah calls it day to magdir it as day for your mitzvos, but ikar yom. According to Rabbi Yonah, it's only Achanei Tzacham Ve'elach.
I think what he's been doing is just importing the Mishnah from Megillah, and that's what he sees, that those are his categories.
Exactly. But, in doing so, he fundamentalizes the categories of Megillah. Because if you just had the Piskei Arid on Megillah, or the Chevra here's reading of Rashi, you would say, no, everybody agrees that it's Yimama from Alos HaShachar and onwards. That's not controversial. Okay, there's a suffix because every now and then there's going to be a guy who can't discern from before and after Alo, so we make a low plug. I think Rabbeinu Yonah is clearly not saying that. Rabbeinu Yonah is clearly saying that it's not the same halachic hagdara of Yom from Alos HaShachar and onwards, and there's some people who can't discern. He's saying halachically, Ikra Yom is after Neitzachama. And then Lichatchila mitzvah should be performed in Ikar Yom. B'diavad, you could fulfill them in non-Ikar Yom. V'kimen shelichatchila eino yom, af bi shebediavad yotzei mikra shma shel yom, korei oso laila. Like Rabbeinu Tam in Tosos Yuma Lamed Zayin, what did Rabbeinu Yonah do, Ned? Exactly. Me'ikar adin, the zman of kriya shma should be at Neitzachama. So he's really subtly reading in this Rabbeinu Tam version of Vasikin into the Gemara here in Daf Ches. So Misha Yakir is not the right zman for him.
He doesn't mention the Vasikin though. Like you could say that maybe he thinks that right, you know.
Well, he says Kivan Shelachatchil Eino Yom, Ach Visha B'diavad Yotze Mikriyah Shma Shel Yom Kori Osola. It's a B'diavad Kriyah Shma from Misha Yakir onwards.
Maybe Rabbeinu Yonah thinks that like a minute and a half before Neitzachama is really still Neitzachama. It's not, you didn't do anything, you did the Chachil, you're fine. You know, because he doesn't specifically say that the Sikh did something wrong, maybe he thinks they didn't do something wrong.
But he says B'diavad, he's Afal Bisha B'diavad Yotzei Mikriyah
Shma. Maybe he's not so like, you know, didactic on the exact second of Neitzachama. I'm saying if you do it 1 minute before the sun comes out, maybe that's good enough to do the Chachila. Unless I'm wrong, he doesn't mention
Vasikin. Maybe. He quotes the view of Rabbeinu Tam and he doesn't love it. Look, he says, V'yistabo meymar mehacha. Want to read that quickly, Ned? So the argument here is that if you can be Yotzei Kriyah Shma Shel Laila until Neitz, clearly you can't be Yotzei Kriyah Shma Shel Yom. So you can bring another riot, this Rabbeinu Tam Taishita, that Zman Kriyah Shema is really just Lachar Neitzachama. Yeah. Maybe he thinks that maybe you can't even be Yotzei B'diavad on this view.
Right.
Otherwise, what else is the difference? Like, why wouldn't you like
Well?
Otherwise, what's the distance between him and the Bnei Tam?
He doesn't like it. He himself doesn't like it, right?
So there needs to be a difference between what he's saying for Bnei Tam. And if Bnei Tam doesn't, he can't give it to the Yevon, then there's a difference.
Right. Okay, so you see that you could just see that the Rabbeinu Yoni here, at least within this day of the Gemara, saying that this man Kriyashma Shel Shacharis would be Netzach Hama, that would align it with the Mishnah in Megillah, contrary to the type of analysis that you're getting here in the Rav Yah, which says no, Kriyashma has nothing to do with the Mishnah in Megillah because Kriyashma is a Dinin Zman Kima. So there's no reason to even impose the Mishnah and Megillah on the Gemara in the first parak. But if you go with the Rav Yah, you still have to figure out how to reconcile the Misha Yakir discussion with the Gemara in Daf Ches, which talks about Nates or Alos. Like, what role does Misha Yakir play in that? Okay? Okay, that's kind of what you have to know for the basic Gemaras that are going to bear on this discussion. For next year, we're going to try to do... we're going to try to sort out the significance of Misha Yakir and what dinim depend on Misha Yakir and how it differs from the Shir of Alos. All right? Shreya Fibra.